He can turn your mourning into dancing. No matter what you're going through, no matter where you're at, no matter who you are, no matter what the issue is, Jesus can step in to any situation, anywhere, at any time. It's always been that way. It always will be that way. Because He is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Welcome, welcome, welcome to Harvest Time. So glad you are here to worship with us. I am going to be short and sweet this morning. It is 11:07 according to that clock back there. That clock kind of sticks. Hallelujah. Might stay there for a little bit. We're going to go to Daniel this morning, if you would like to stand for the reading of the Word. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 17 is what I gave them. I'm going to read 16 also. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Verse 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. That's just a fact. They're just informing old Mr. King. But if not, even if God's not going to, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods. Lowercase g, notice that. Nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Lord Jesus, bless us today as we come to hear your word. Open our minds and our hearts to understanding. Thank you in advance for what you're already doing. Lord, we want to be preventative Christians. We want to be ahead of it, God. We're asking you to touch today. Anoint your word as it goes forth. Touch every family that's here. Touch every family that's out today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Before you're seated, bump your neighbor and say, what if? What if? What if? We live in a world that surrounds us with the negative if we are not careful. What if? The media pushes much of what it reports on politics and other things from a negative point of view. I have seen people in the last several years that you absolutely, positively cannot please, cannot make them happy, can't do enough for them, can't pray for them enough, you couldn't give them enough money, you couldn't give them the best of car. They're never going to be happy. It doesn't matter what you do, who's doing it, or why it is being done, they have some kind of a problem with it. You cannot please them because they have a negative spirit. What if negative or positive this morning? It starts as a negative mindset, but it turns into a negative spirit. And you see, if you stay in a negative mindset long enough, and it's never good enough, and you don't just sell out to God, and it's always bad and down and off, and you stay there long enough, and you speak enough negative and listen to enough negative, and it actually becomes a spiritual issue. It becomes part of your spirit. Have you ever heard the old saying, you are what you eat? What you eat is what you are. Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact. Your spirit is affected, and demonic spirits operate in a negative environment. So you begin to attract them. It's like the old in Kmart years ago when I was a little bitty boy, blue light special, aisle 9, and I'd go running through. I didn't know where 9 was, but I'd looking for the blue light. It's the same way, blue light special. And then it begins to take deliverance to be free. You become oppressed and you become down and you get in despair and you begin to live in just those moments and those frustrations and you become negative. You have to pray yourself free of that. You have to change your spirit through prayer and the positive input of God and God's word. You've got to do that. There is a scripture we quote often but fail to read the next verses. It's found in Psalms 51 and verse 10. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And we always say that, but we don't go on. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Notice that David ties his joy directly to his spiritual condition. His spiritual condition. If you have a negative attitude, then you can rest assured you don't have very much joy. The spirit of man will sustain you. Your spirit. If you go into the hospital tomorrow and you're deemed terminal, or you have an issue in your body, and you go in and there's a slight possibility that they can operate on you and you could be okay. But you go into the hospital and you're negative and down, and, oh, doctor, I'm fixing to die. Oh, I don't know how good a doctor you are, or if you've ever treated this, but you know this is terminal. You're more likely probably going to kick the bucket because your spirit has already given up. Your attitude is already thrown in the towel. It is recorded. There have been men that have called in, hey, he's terminal. He's not going to make it. And he goes in, hey, doc, how are you? You're going to have the best day you've ever had in surgery. I'm coming through this. I'm going to live. I'm going to be okay. And they do, because of their spiritual mindset and their condition of what they're going through. Maybe this year, maybe this week, maybe you have, it's been difficult. Maybe it's been a hard time for you over the last few years for situations you've gone through. Maybe it's been a year of negativity or of setbacks or of things that nobody else knows about and you've been fighting in your mind. But we have to enter into a new mindset and get a fresh attitude. And this needs to be a time of new beginnings for you and for I, for this church to move forward, for us to continue to reach the world. We've got to be upbeat. We've got to be positive. We've got to be able to have an ER room here, so when negative, hurting people come in, we can pick them up. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Hallelujah. You're alive this morning. You woke up. You have health and life and strength in your body to be able to make it to church today. It's going to be a great day. Hallelujah. So let this be a time of new beginnings for you, for your church. We have to look forward, not backward. Whatever is behind you, leave it there and begin to move forward. You cannot go forward looking in your rear view mirror. If you do, you're going to end up in the ditch. You're going to wreck. You've got to look forward. So two words that can strike terror into the heart of a person, and some people always have this point of view or mindset. I call it the what-if complex. Every time you're talking to them, you can be teaching a Bible study, you can be witnessing. Well, what if this was to happen? What if? Two words, what if? What if? Well, what if things go bad, Brother Chris? Well, what if we can't pay for it? What if it's cancer? What if I can't do it? What if they don't like me? What if they hurt me? What if I show up and they laugh at me? What if I'm not good enough? What if? You know what is so amazing about these two words? Is the fact that every time, in most instances that you hear people use the words, what if, they are used more in the negative than in the positive. I haven't had very many people say in a Bible study, hey, well, what if God comes back tomorrow and I am ready and I go up in the right? Hallelujah. What if? Be positive. They're always like, well, what if I fail too much? What if I'm not good enough? You know, the day of Pentecost was a day of new beginnings. God loves new beginnings. Genesis is a book of new beginnings. A world is recreated anew. Families are started. Nations are being born. The seed of the Messiah is launched. So was the day of Pentecost. It was a day of new beginnings. Pentecost was celebrated in the early summertime of the month Sivan. And it is connected to the day that Moses brought the law down from Mount Sinai. This was a day of new beginnings for Israel and the people of Israel. Israel. And it is no accident that God sent grace at the same time that he sends the law, because grace was to be the new beginnings for his church, the bride. And your personal Pentecost was a new beginning. It's not an accident that Jesus tells Nicodemus to be born again. This new birth experience is exactly that, a new start. Repentance, die to the old. Baptism, burying of the old. And the Holy Ghost infilling, the new birth spirit indwelling in us. Every now and again, you and I must go back and allow God to renew us and rebirth our attitudes and our spirits and our mindsets. And we get so overwhelmed with things in life and problems and trials and situations, it begins to hold you back. And it's like carrying a ton of bricks. I carried a box yesterday full of books. God bless whoever packs books in one box to the top, and it's heavy. And I have a little guy jump on my back for a piggyback ride at the wrong moment. And I was at the edge of the bed, and I was going, and I kind of staggered for a second. I said, oh no, I got this. And I walked into the other room and I said, where would you like the box of books? And sometimes the devil, he just keeps throwing stuff at you and you're just weighted down, but you can say, oh no, wait a minute, I got this. Devil, get behind me. Leave me alone. What if doesn't have to be a negative? What if can be a positive? What if I can withstand? What if I can just hold on long enough till reinforcements come? What if? What if my David shows up and says, hey, who is that Goliath? How dare he defy our God? What if? What if negative? Are positive. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. And every now and then we do have to have a reboot, if you will, a renew. Every now and then we got to get some of these smart guys like, brother Kevin, come up here. Hey, we got something messed up. Can you fix it? Well, he knows what to do. It's going to be fixed. Hallelujah. What if? Maybe the devil's got you down. Maybe the devil's been throwing things at you. And it looks like all of is lost. It looks like it's hopeless for you and your situation. If you're like that today, today is your day. Today is a day of salvation. Start anew. Start fresh. Get a new mindset. Two words. What if? Let's look at those two words of faith and at those two words as faith instead of words of terror and hopelessness. What if this is the year that you go where you need to? What if this is the year that God gives you a break in your family? What if this is the year that you get your finances under control? What if this is the year that healing comes to your body? What if this is the year your marriage moves forward in victory? What if this is the year that you finally get a real walk in relationship with God Almighty? You see, it is all on how you look at what if. It all comes back to you. The problems I have in my life started right here with decisions that this big old boy made. And sometimes I'm dancing on the mountains of victory. And sometimes I'm broken and picking up the pieces. But what if I just begin to trust God in everything and say, God, I just give it to you. God, I don't understand why or how, but I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it all to you. Hallelujah. Just as easily as you feel, what if something goes wrong, you can feel, what if something goes right? What if? Here's some great ifs to take with you this morning. What if you start today, to live for God like you've never done before? What if you start being positive and encouraging your fellow brother or sister? What if God truly becomes the center of your life? Oh, what if this is your opportunity to conquer your mountains, your troubles? Let's stop using what if as a negative and start being positive. God knows right where you are. He knows right what you're going through. That's great English, isn't it? All my English teachers. But he knows right where you're at. Don't think you've been left or alone. You're not alone. What if today we stop looking in the rearview mirror and we start looking forward? We start living life like never before for Christ. Musicians can come. There's going to come a point in your life. I had the young people in the class today for Sister Tevia's class, and I had Dara and Preston and Cameron. They had to leave for Shelby's work, but we talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I actually read the entire story of it and began to talk about it. And I had them stand up against the wall, and I said, what if you're on the edge of the pit? If you read the story, I love the story. If you read the story, the king had his mightiest men bind them up and bring them to the edge of that furnace. And they dropped dead. The men that brought them up there, it was so hot. What are you going to do when you're on the edge of that furnace? And you've got to make a choice. Will you even make it to the edge of the furnace? Most of us don't. Most of us, God knows, I didn't mean that, but we bow down. We give up. We stop living for God. We stop going to church. We got our feelings hurt. But what if you actually made it to the edge of the pit? I could just see myself there. Surely he ain't going to throw us in there. Surely he has enough sense to know all these mighty men dropped dead. I'm still standing. Leave me alone. But you know what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They made the declaration to the king. We're not going to bow. And then they said in verse 7, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods. And I told the young people in the back, there's going to come a point, and I'll tell you this morning, you're going to come a point in your own personal relationship with God where you're going to be pushed to the edge, and you're going to have to make a decision. And when your moment comes, maybe you've had 1,000 of those moments. When your moment comes, though, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? I pray to God that every one of us will say, what if, whatever the situation is, what if God spares me? Because whether he does or not, I ain't stopping living for God. Whether he pulls me out of this experience or this trial or this situation that I'm going through, I'm not giving up on what God has for me. I'm not losing in the promise, and not only the promise, but the blessings and the relationship that God has. I'll just walk right through this fire. Just go ahead and throw me in. You know what ends up happening? The king looks down in there and says, hey, didn't we just throw 3 in there? There's 4. One looks like the Son of God. I've always been curious, how did he know that? What situations are you going through? What trials are you facing? I just want to encourage you today, stand for God. When that moment comes, when that challenge comes to your home, maybe your family, maybe your children, maybe it's a trial that's unexpected and it hits you out of the blue, are you going to stand or are you going to bow? What if? What if you just took a chance on Jesus? What if you just said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What if you just said, I'm climbing up. I'm not going down there anymore. You're going to come up to my level or you're going to get out of my life. Yeah, that's what needs to happen. So many times we use excuses. I've done it. Well, that's my buddy. That's my friend. I'm going to win them to God, Brother Baggett. And they'll end up pulling you down. Way down, instead of you pulling them up. What if you draw a line in the sand and just say, hey, I love you. You're my friend, but I'm living for God. I'm moving forward. Maybe you have a broken home. Maybe you're coming from a broken situation. What if you just finally say, you know what? I'm not going to live in the past anymore. I'm not going to live in that brokenness anymore. I'm going on to victory. There is still life in this body. There's still an opportunity for me to live for God and to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What if I do it now? What if? Positive or negative? The choice is up to you. I wonder if you'd stand to your feet with me. The Doucettes are not here today. Sister Carla's mom passed away yesterday at 9:50. Her name was Sister Towers. I spent a lot of time with her the last several weeks and the family. And I went in the other day and she asked me a question. She said, "Where have you been?" Very sharp in her mind till the very end. Very, very sharp. Body wore out, but mind as sharp as a tack. "Where have you been, boy?" And I said, "Well, I've been working some." "What are you working on?" I said, "Well, I had some church stuff I was taking care of and had to be in another hospital, had to do this." "Oh, well, you hadn't been to see me in 2 days." I said, "No, ma'am." When I said I was doing church work, she looked at me and she said, "Well," she began to sing and she stopped. She said, "You keep preaching, boy. You keep preaching the gospel." I'll never forget that as long as I live, her waving that little bony finger, "You keep preaching." What if we just never give up, never stop, just keep on keeping on? I'm looking at a woman that's 92 years old, at peace with the realization that she is never going to walk out of this room. She asked me, right after that, she said, "Do you feel sorry for me?" 92 years old, laying in a bed. What would you say? I didn't hesitate. I didn't know what I was going to say, but it came out. I said, "Nope. You don't. I sure don't. You're 92 years old. You've lived for God the best of your, you've ran your good race. Now you're going to go meet your maker. I pray that I have the longevity that she's had." It's our job to spread the gospel. It's his job to judge. What if you just start living for God? Just dive off in it. Stop going up to the edge of the pool and sticking your toe in it and saying, "Ooh, it's kind of chilly. I think I'll wait till next time." Just jump off into it. Get a hold of the Word of God and the things of God. Well, what if it would just change your whole world? What if? Positive or negative? I wonder if you'd just lift your hands right where you are and just ask God, "God, let the what ifs of my life be positive. Let the deeds and the things I say and do, let my relationship be renewed with you. Let it be fresh all over again. Let it be a fresh anointing. Lord, let me be strong like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and say, I'm not going to bow. Even if they're going to throw me in, God, I'm not going to give up on you. I'm not going to quit living for you, Jesus. What if this is my opportunity to have the victory if I'll just stand through this trial?" What if my future victory is dependent on my choice to be faithful to God right now? Oh, I want to be free. I want to be delivered, God, right now. Touch every family represented here. Let us find your joy. Let us find your peace. Let us be in your grace, oh God.
Right now is the moment today.
I wonder if you'd sing it with them this morning.
I've been changed.
I've been changed, Lord. Today is the day.